from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That text line is 913-586-7965. A lot of you will give us a lot of crap and say, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I want to hear your opinion. I love this show. You guys are a bunch of nerds. We've been called that already. That's fine.
We have been?
You don't remember that?
No. We're anything but nerds.
You two suck. This show will never work. It won't last a year.
Oh,
you guys are nerds. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. They know he called us nerds.
Oh, I thought he called us nerds.
I thought he said jerks.
Losers.
That's losers.
That's, yeah, losers.
That's what it was.
Losers.
Yeah.
But no, this comes from Jordan Schultz. We talked about it before the break. We give it to you now. If you're just now in your car, happy Monday. Good morning. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you. Breaking news for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right. Breaking news. The Chiefs are expected to sign former Pro Bowl wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, per multiple sources. Juju reunites with Kansas City, who looks to add another weapon for Patrick Mahomes. So let's have a conversation. What does this mean? Now, sometimes my wit can take advantage of my brain. And the first two thoughts that came into my head are, does this mean one or the other? Does it mean one, Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore are both gone?
You have a better chance of making the roster, in my opinion, than Kadarius Toney.
Or does this mean that there's maybe some sort of information about a possible Rashee Rice suspension? Because let's just address the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes up are his knees shot. He can't play football. He's too worn. Right. It's over. It's not going to be the same for Juju Smith-Schuster.
New England let him walk out the door.
Well, again.
I mean,
let's just pump
who do they head. Have, right?
Right. So then you look at that, and then you think of the other questions. So the first two questions come to my head are, is Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney gone? And or is there some sort of information of a Rashee Rice suspension? Because I don't know if you guys were in the same boat here on Friday after we left the show and they started just like announcing suspensions for the league.
Oh, I missed that.
I was scrolling down Schefter's announcement. I'm like, All right, there's no Rice. There's no Rice. There's no Rice. There's no Rice. Okay, we're good. But now this information comes out that the Chiefs are planning to bring back Juju Smith-Schuster to the roster.
So let me ask you this, though. You're looking at the suspensions. The legal process hasn't played itself out yet. Like, so I just don't think that's a situation that's on the table right now with Rashee Rice. I think what we're looking at in this type of situation may mean like Patrick wants somebody he feels kind of comfortable with, right? Mm-hmm. And he feels comfortable and can rely on Juju Smith-Schuster. And I think ultimately, guys, that's what it comes down to for me, because we saw last year Patrick Mahomes have to play football with wide receivers that he could not count on. It broke him, right? Like, defenses couldn't break Patrick Mahomes in this league. Mm. Kadarius Toney broke Patrick Mahomes, like literally broke Patrick Mahomes last year. Okay. And so I think when you're looking at your quarterback, he probably went, hey, I'm taking less money to keep the best team possible together. I need wide receivers that I can rely on. I need dudes that I can turn to in tough situations and throw them the football. Sammy Watkins was that guy. Juju Smith-Schuster was definitely that guy as well in those situations. That veteran guy that you can look at, you can turn to, you can focus on. It's 3rd and 8. It's a big situation. Yes. You know that Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be there for you, right? Like, you know Rashee Rice. You know Travis Kelce. After that, you don't really know who's going to be there, who's going to be that reliable guy. Maybe it is Watson in that situation.
Yes!
But I think in this case, like, again, as we've talked about since training camp has started, this is not a season where the Chiefs just want to win the Super Bowl. This is a season where they want to destroy you, kick you in the teeth, leave you for dead. And that's what they're trying to do. Does Juju Smith-Schuster help you leave everybody else for dead? Well, it gives you another reliable receiver that the quarterback has confidence in. And I think that's very important at this point in time. We need to lose the wide receivers that the quarterback does not have confidence in because they're just taking up a roster spot. And if this means moving somebody out like Kadarius Toney or maybe Sky Moore at this point in time, I don't know. But like having somebody on the roster that has a good relationship with the quarterback and the quarterback knows he can rely on is very, very important.
And people are like, well, he doesn't, you know, his knee's hurt. He can't really run anymore. We have athletes on this team. We have guys who can break over the top and get those long balls. We have guys who can beat with speed. Juju's a route runner. He actually has a route tree. He knows the timing with Mahomes. This is a veteran wide receiver, something that this team does not have. I can tell you the six receivers that are making this roster for sure. It's really about the seventh. It's Rice. It's Brown. It's Worthy. It's
Watson. Yes.
It's Juju. It's Hardman. And now it's the seventh. If you're keeping a seventh, these are either Remigio or Sky. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Or somebody's going to be traded too. I mean, there is the possibility of trying to work out a trade. Are you looking at the top text?
No.
I think there is a possibility.
So Cornell Powell isn't getting elevated. Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah.
okay. Happy Monday, Bob. come on.
So maybe there's a trade that you work at. Like to me, and I could be completely wrong about this.
Right.
I don't know that you just cut Sky Moore. Like, I think maybe you could trade Sky Moore. I think you do cut Kadarius Toney. I don't think there's much of a trade market available for him. But Sky Moore on a very affordable contract going into year three, I got to think there's some sort of trade value there, whether it's getting a sixth round draft pick back or something like that. Like, of all those wide receivers that you kind of just mentioned, I just don't know that anybody has trade value outside of Sky Moore. And it may not be a whole heck of a lot of trade value, but at least you get something back for Sky Moore as opposed to just coming like Kadarius Toney to me has no trade value. Now watch, they trade Kadarius Toney and they take Sky Moore. I'm totally wrong about that, but
that's life.
You know, and if I'm wrong, who cares, right?
Right.
Like in my opinion, again, it's an opinion based show. In my opinion, Kadarius Toney has no trade value. In my opinion, Sky Moore does, and maybe I'm blinded by Sky because he was a draft pick, a second round pick going into year three, very affordable contract. Like, I just feel like he has some trade value out there. So it's going to be interesting in the next 24 hours to see, next 12 hours, next 10 hours, whatever it is, to see what's going to happen, you know, with this wide receiver room, because all of a sudden that wide receiver position just got very interesting. And then don't forget when Hollywood Brown comes back in a couple of weeks, and you got to make another move at that wide receiver spot. So maybe he comes in for a couple of weeks just till Hollywood Brown's around to buy you some. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. The good news is, and the fun thing is, there are so many options, and we can talk about all of them. It could take up 4 hours.
And Justin Ross out now. I'd still take Ross over Juju. Justin Ross deserves to make the team.
Yeah, he's the camp MVP every year.
Every year, yeah.
Spot track, the Chiefs are likely getting Juju Smith-Schuster at his veteran minimum.
Well, no kidding.
$1.21 million for 2024.
Well, they're likely going to get him for the veteran. Oh, you think? Mm-hmm. No, they're giving him $10 million to come here.
That's what New England did.
The plug and the play.
Yeah.
And the Patriots will they'll be off the $7 million. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that when you look at this sort of information, of course, the breaking news that came out earlier that we just said is that the Chiefs are going to be signing Juju Smith-Schuster per multiple sources. I mean, if you go to anything, it's there. We already knew it was coming, but that's nor here nor there because Jordan Schultz just tweeted it out. And then everybody else, Diane Orsini, Adam Schefter, he's just really to go. But no, Juju Smith-Schuster will be on this roster, and the only thing that I can try to think about is what does that mean for other people?
Yeah.
you have said the legal process, no Rashee Rice suspension.
I think this has nothing to do with Rashee Rice.
I just bring.
I just think it's moving out unreliable folks and bringing in somebody that the quarterback can rely on. Because if I know Patrick Mahomes, and I think I have an idea the way that he operates, I guarantee you, he went, don't ever let this happen again. I need wide receivers that I can count on. Don't give me somebody who doesn't know how to line up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, all right, we got to make our quarterback happy.
Yeah, he's not asking for the greatest show on turf, just someone who knows the plays.
Well,
just,
yeah, someone who doesn't put you in a bad situation. Kadarius Toney put you, they have two more wins last year without Kadarius Toney.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.